I was listening to this essential truth service, and there is this entry about offenses. And in that short audio file, it's saying that when one makes some offenses, then he gets reaction for that. Then when the result of that reaction is ending, he again automatically gets attracted to bhakti and become devotee. So question is, for how long is the result of that action, of that offense? Is there some particular piece of time for how long he get reaction, or and who decide for how long that devotee, that jiva will be punished for this offense?
Question is asked, if someone makes offense, is there some time limit when the reaction comes, or how long the reaction lasts?
Yeah.
I haven't read, there are descriptions of karmic activities. Action means karma. So it could be bhakti karma, which we call seva, or just material activity, which is called karma. And it has reactions. There are scriptures that describe. There's one scripture I read, I can't remember. It says when one offends a Vaishnava, he gets reaction in 3 days, or 3 months, or 3 years. He may offend today a great devotee and not get a reaction for 3 years. Nothing. Then how much reaction is not told. The example of 3 days is there. In Chaitanya Bhagavat, some Brahmins offended Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur was preaching the glories of the Holy Name, and the Brahmin disagreed with him and said, if what you're saying is not true, your nose will fall off in 3 days. So what happened is that Brahmin who said that, he got leprosy in 3 days and his nose fell off. The reaction came to him, and after three days after he made the offense, the proof is there right in Chaitanya Bhagavat. 3 days. Because someday, some person once asked me, way back in the 1980s, ISKCON had a lot of trouble with gurus and things. So someone said, how come this person is still in a position of guru and is doing so many wrong things, everybody knows, but still he's guru? Is there no reaction coming? I said, it'll come. It's on its way. it'll come. You mentioned it's about 3 years, and etc. So I can't give an answer to the question, to what extent does one suffer? Because we see, in Bhakti Sanarva, Jiva Goswami says, someone may be executing, in this life, maybe executing devotional service very perfectly, not making any offenses, but still they can't attain bhava. They should attain bhava very easily in one life do proper bhajan. In one life, you should attain bhava. But he said they don't. And so what is the cause? So Jiva Goswami said, they're suffering from offenses from last life. So offenses from this life can carry on to the next life, and we can have reaction. Next life, we can suffer reaction for offenses in this life. So that's why the entire Chaitanya Bhagavat, what's the main teaching of Chaitanya Bhagavat? The main teaching is to worship and honor Vaishnavas and don't make Vaishnava rot. Chapter after chapter, I gave a class in every verse of that book, Chaitanya Bhagavat. I record also, it's on my internet website. A lot of verses don't have commentary, but I gave commentary in every verse of the book, practically, and by Bengali word for word description, Chaitanya Bhagavat. And the whole message there is don't offend Vaishnavas. All this 3,000 verse book, 3,200 verses. All about don't offend Vaishnavas. So that means that Vrindavan Das Thakur was Vedavyas for Kali Yuga. He's Vedavya Sankarni, as Vrindavan Das Thakur. He considers it so important that he writes an entire book, big book, many volume book, to warn devotees to be careful about Vaishnava Parad. Savadan, be careful.